there was a site there. But you've made a good point, is that might be something that the collector might put on the website, or the type of mailing is,
Right. And I do try. I haven't done it recently, but when bills go out, it seems like at least one of the local collectors will put something in the newspaper saying, you know, a reminder that tax bills have been mailed. And if I do that this year, I will put the method that we are mailing them. So maybe that would help, too.
Well, the problem is that...
You don't get newspaper.
I don't get the news here. When
I was going to say, I mean, no offense to him. Mm-hmm. Newspapers, right? I said no offense to Tim.
No. I would miss it that way too. But like you said, it's a you'll probably have a note that the Missouri taxes are due December 31st, and you'll know then if you've moved. And the only other way is if you continue to use this type of method would be to change your address with the assessor's office. If you change your address with the assessor's office when you move to a different place or whatever, then that's where that bill will go.
No, I understand. The problem with changing your address, we tried that. And when you have as many different things that are coming to you and you changed your address that you're getting your mail at, and then you forget to get it changed back because you've got so many, that causes a lot more problems than the very simple action of going to the post office and asking them to forward your mail. The problem is that that works until today.
Okay. Then you'd probably just go back and make a note that Missouri taxes are due. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Holding Tank Pumping Agreement, S&S Pumping, Incorporated, number 20-008, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated April 20th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, on the holding tank pumping agreement buy-in between S&S Pumping Incorporated in Taney County, and approves the agreement as to form.
How often are they going to pump it, do you know?
Maybe once a year.
Okay. Move to approve the pump, the holding tank pumping agreement by and between S&S Pumping and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Concrete, number 20-0045, Roden Bridge. I have a letter dated April 23rd, 2020, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. Has reviewed the agreement buy-in between Table Rock Asphalt Construction Incorporated and Taney County. The initial agreement, the initial term of the agreement is for 1 year. With the, and may be extended by order of the commission for 3 additional 1 year periods. He approves the agreement as to form.
You guys have any questions on it?
I don't.
No.
Move to approve the agreement for concrete buying between Taney County and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for Asphalt Materials, number 20-46, Roden Bridge.
Sheila, did you get the...
I'm just now looking at it.
There's a revised...
Yeah.
I have a letter dated April 27th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has reviewed the respective agreements for asphalt materials buying between Taney County and Coastal Energy Corp. and Second Vance Brothers Incorporated. And approves the respective agreements as to form.
He just clarified what one of the fees was, I think. Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Coastal Energy Corp. for primary for asphalt materials.
Dan, with the $70 fee on the pump charge, if you had to, does that still make it the Coastal's bid less?
Yes.
Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Vance Brothers Incorporated for asphalt materials as secondary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for asphalt number 20-044 Road and Bridge. Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company Incorporated, number 20-44 Road and Bridge, and Leo Jernigan Construction Company Incorporated.
Any questions on these?
I don't.
Do you guys have a copy of your of the bid in your packet? You don't have.
What do you need?
Copy of the. We've already approved this, right?
We've already approved
the bid.
Yeah.
This
now
is just the agreement. Okay.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Table Rock Asphalt Construction Company for asphalt as the primary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Leo Jernigan Construction Company and Taney County for asphalt as secondary.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Maintenance agreement with Cummings Central Power LLC, number 20-042, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated April 24, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above agreement by and between Cummings Incorporated and Taney County and approves the agreement as to form. This is for annual service of the generator.
Yes. It's for this one for this building.
Have you used them before?
Yep. Same ones we always use.
Good. Any questions?
Nope.
I don't.
Move to approve the maintenance agreement between Cummins, Inc. and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Notice of renewal for lease agreement number 20-041. I have a letter dated April 24th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference notice of renewal for lease agreement by and between Sky Adventures LLC and Taney County and approves the notice as to form. This notice renews the existing lease agreement dated April 22nd, 2019 for an additional 1 year term from May 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021.
Questions?
Oh, is this the helicopter? Does anybody know?
For a concession area within the terminal building?
Yeah. It's, they've had it leased there for some time. They're staffing to continue the lease for an additional 1 year. Move to approve the renewal of the lease agreement between Sky Ventures LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Rockaway funding agreement, wastewater treatment facility, screening and grit removal project, design, engineering, and bidding phase.
Morning.
Morning.
Good
morning.
The City of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval of the above referenced funding agreement that will provide for engineering design of a screening and grit removal system to be constructed upstream of the existing influent pumping station. This request also includes funding for the bidding phase portion of the project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $100,000. This amount is based on a contract fee negotiated between the city and Toth and Associates Incorporated of Springfield, Missouri, dated April 16, 2020. This project cost was included as part of the 2020 wastewater capital improvement budget. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until March 1st, 2021 to allow sufficient time for the design and the improvements as well, for the design of the improvements, as well as the time for the approval, reimbursement, and project closeout procedures to be completed. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on April 13th, 2020. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the county commission who has approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the sewer sales tax funding agreement program.
This was in consideration in the budget.
Yes, this was submitted along with the incorporated areas projects, and this was one of those that was included in the line item.
And was the amount at that time? What was the total amount? Is this the, are they?
This is just the design and bidding.
And they do not think it'll be completed until March of 21?
Yes, they're asking for the engineering to extend through this year and could extend up to March 1st of 2021, which would mean that it would be a carryover project from this year into next year for consideration. So,
Ben, I know you would do as you do, keep track of what is in there.
Yes.
When it goes to, if there's, would they be letting you know how much is going to be carried over?
Mm-hmm.
Because we would know that. They would already have come before us.
Yeah, we track those on each reimbursement that goes back to the cities. And then at the end of the year, I provide that information to Brad Albritton, and he includes that into his spreadsheet when he brings his budget or the 780 budget before the county commission for approval.
Because as we're all aware that sales tax is not expected to come in due to the...
That's true.
Situation that the world is in.